Time for the final hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Willie Donick, Chase McCabe here in the studio. Darren McFarland will join us in a moment. It's time for our weekly chat with Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. He'll be followed by Mitch Light from The Athletic. We'll talk college football in general with him in our next segment. It's something we do every Tuesday at this time.
Light after Lee.
So Clark Lee joins us, and what do I need to hit, Chase? I don't want to cut Coach Lee off because I have a great story for him to start it off. So, Coach, here's the scenario. I'm at the Predators game on Saturday night doing my duties there, even though I'm not announcing the game, but I'm watching your game on the computer. Then I've got to, after the Predators game's over, I've got to go to a function with my wife, which I'm late for. Because I've got to know what happens at the end of the Vanderbilt-UConn game. So I have the stream on my phone, and I'm watching as best I can, trying not to get into a car wreck in downtown because it's a little, you know, it's Saturday night downtown. There's a lot going on. So I'm maneuvering my way around, and I turn on Lee Avenue, L-E-A, to get to Rocket Town where this charity event is going on, and the stream goes out. Because I don't know why. Like I guess you know there's a Wi-Fi thing or something, and I've got to figure as the field because you know they called all the timeouts, and so it takes forever for the ball to actually kick. So I'm scrambling. I turn the radio on, and I miss the kick, and I'm only hearing the aftermath, and I'm hearing the band play and the sound, and I'm like, did we make it? I think we made it. And so I thought it was fitting that I was on Lee Avenue as all of this drama was going down. But congratulations on the win.
Yeah, thanks. A couple of things. I think any sport fan has had those moments. And so I can relate to that with the streaming. The other thing is, you know, obviously there was a lot that went into that victory. I had no idea that you played a part, too, and just – the way you navigated your events. I appreciate that. I appreciate your efforts in that as well.
Yes, when I saw I could turn on Lee Avenue, I was like, something's right about this. I need to stay on this until after this kick.
That's great, man.
Well, it was fun. It was a game that certainly was not lacking in twists and turns and craziness. I'm sure from the sideline, you know, you had probably some heartburn going on there, but it's great to be able to get, you know, get the great ending like that.
I think it's an important part of our journey, honestly, and I don't mean to frame everything over like based off the long term perspective, but you know we knew this was going to be a fight. We just you know that's just where we are, and we're you know winning's hard, and we have to learn how to win. And I think I don't know in my time, you know, yeah, it was obviously playing for and supporting this program. I think that there are plenty of those games that have ended with that final touchdown from UConn as kind of the nail in the coffin, and you know, just the total confidence there from our offense to take the ball down and convert on a fourth and four, and then Joe to nail it in the end. I mean, I think that's just an important building block for us. And the more we learn to win through those various twists and turns, as you say, I think that's just maturity and growth as a program that will ultimately kind of deliver us to the results we know we're capable of as we continue to build.
A couple of specifics like that. I think you hit on a couple, but I also thought that the two-point conversions, to be able to get stops after you give up plays you don't like, everybody's a little bit down, those that recovery to focus and stop the two-point conversions, of course, you just do the math. That was everything there.
Right. Yeah, it was. And you know, as I watch those plays, I think there's still like just so much more that we can do, and you know, it's hard to express this when you're like inside of it, and I'm sure people that listen will be like, well, why don't you do more then? But it's like you're building this thing. It's a big undertaking where you're trying to kind of rewire the psychology of a program. You're trying to build discipline into the program and standards of performance, standards of operation. And then you have this other behemoth, which is, you know, how we experience games, how we play as a team, our personality on the field. And so little things like, you know, the way we adjust to that, those motions on the 2-point plays that set up pick routes that were a little more open than I would have liked for them to be, you know, those are things that you experience, you teach off of, you adjust, and you become a little bit better as a program in those situations. Certainly to get those stops, though, is huge. Also felt like, you know, little things like the pressure we got on the field goal attempt at the start of the second half that forced a kick wide left, I thought was a great moment of effort from the defense, and obviously the fourth down stop too. So, you know, there's little things in there where you see the character of this team starting to be revealed, and now we need to build on that with a great effort in Gainesville this weekend.
Coach, one thing I'm seeing a lot, and really the college game and the pro game, and it came into play a lot in your game, is when you have the isolation of wide receiver versus defensive back, it looks like to me it's just so hard for the defensive back to make the play. You got all these really good receivers, like you have Chris Pierce, who's just is a big wide guy who, if it's one-on-one, he's so good at going up and grabbing it, and it's hard to defend him. He gets the pass interference that puts you in range for the winning field goal. And on the other side, they were making some really nice plays on the ball where your guy is right there trying to knock it out, and they were winning battles there. But it seems like there's a lot of matchups where teams are saying, I'm going to take my chances throwing it down the field, because if I don't get the catch, I might get interference too.
No, it's the outcomes tip in the offensive favor there, where it's you know, it's a completion or an interference. The two of the three are pretty good for the offensive side. But on ours, well, first of all, I think absolutely. I think the more we get comfortable, get Kenny comfortable putting the ball up to Chris and to Shep, you know, those two in particular who have the size to win on those 50-50 balls. You know, I think we're going to see more success and see more explosive plays in the passing game. On our side of it, you know, the challenge of the finish is one thing, but I think winning early in the snap has got to be the focus of the DB. So, you know, I think when we reviewed the film and took a peek at kind of how we got out of position, I felt like our leverages and our early fundamentals, footwork, and use of hands and press put us in, you know, not using the proper fundamentals put us in trail positions. And, you know, it's one thing for those balls to go up and for be truly a contested 50-50 ball. It's another thing when you're behind it and trying to run to catch up. We can do more early in the down to put ourselves in better positions at the finish. And I think when you do that, you're not panicking as much as a DB. You have a little more confidence to go out and play the ball.
Vanderbilt football coach Clark Lee is here with us on Darren Donick and Chase. And as you go through this building process, obviously your upperclassmen are going to be important as leaders on the team, but equally as important is you know, basically setting the standard for the younger guys, the freshmen. And you've had quite a few that have played meaningful minutes for you. So how important is that to, as they come in right away and are able to make an impact as you try and rebuild this thing like you've talked about?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, you know, what we're counting on the veteran players before even like leadership from them, we're counting on them to be willing to see this experience as different, to actually look at this program in a different light. And it's hard to do as a fourth, fifth year player. And yet we have had some guys step up and really, really buy in to what we're getting done here. You know, certain among those veteran players will emerge as leaders. And I think that's kind of still being determined as we go. But, you know, we've talked a lot about kind of shedding the past and stepping into our future as a program and you know, how that can be painful as you experience, you know, this search for identity, and you're trying to, you know, get all the competitive systems in place. But, you know, when you talk about your freshman class, you talk about guys that don't know any different, right? So that they the only thing they know is that they're playing football, the ball's put down, and they're going really hard at it. And the more we can use them, I think the more we actively build towards that future, but they have to earn that through practice. And so, you know, guys over time have earned the chance to be on the field. They know what they're doing. They've proven it in the workshop, so to speak. And so, as we move forward, we'll continue to look to get those guys involved, because every rep that they take is just investment in both the near future and on down the road.
How about somebody like C.J. Taylor? I know he played a fair amount at linebacker against UConn. Another freshman from Warren County. I know he's popular with the locals, but what have you seen out of him?
Well, C.J. Has quickly become a guy that I really connect with. You know, I don't know that when he first got here in the summer, it wasn't that he was necessarily had the measurements or the numbers or there wasn't anything that really stood out about CJ. And then all of a sudden the ball was put down and snapped and he just started flying around the field. And it was evident from the first fall camp practice all the way through his time on our scout team. This guy just loves to play football and he has a different speed when he's pursuing the ball. He's physical on the perimeter. There's so many strengths there as a player. And so again, he's earned the right to be on that field and we're excited for him to keep, continue to push to expand his role. We think he can be, you know, a dynamic player for us because he's just a good football player. There's something when he lines up and again, the ball's put in play that he's going to find it. He's going to find it with an attitude and a competitive spirit that is representative of what Vanderbilt football should be. And so anxious for him to keep moving to expand his role on the team because we think he's a reflection of what this program needs to be.
As you mentioned earlier, you have Florida this weekend. They're coming off a tough loss to Kentucky. But going down to the swamp is never an easy task. But as you all have gone through this journey, you know, how do you feel that you're feeling about this going down there to play this Florida team? And what are some early takeaways you have from watching film?
They're talented, you know, and Dan Mullen is a really good offensive mind and they spread the ball out and run the quarterback and they're gonna test us that way. Going on the road is a challenge. Although I think we're going to be excited for that. It's a great environment to play a football game, and our guys will be keyed up for that. I thought yesterday's meetings and walkthrough had the right focus and spirit to them. I'm anxious to see practice this afternoon. We need to come out and build on the week that we had last week, where I felt like we had our best week of prep, and so. We're excited about the challenge. Florida's a good team, but we're interested in taking kind of the newfound formula where we have less self-inflicted wounds. We're playing a smarter brand of football, playing really competitive and hard for four quarters, and to take our swing at a good opponent on the road will be a lot of fun.
Talking to Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head football coach. That game is 11 a.m. against the Gators down in the swamp coming up on Saturday. Coach, one last one for you. In more of your big picture, you talked about the freshman that Chase was asking you about. Another thing I've noticed, and I think you've talked about this some, in this day and age where you could revamp your roster in the short term with the transfer rule and things like that, you guys have chosen more of the long path development, not the quick fix. So tell me about that philosophy, because I think it would be easy for a first-year coach to say, okay, I've been a lot of places. Let's go to that transfer portal and let's just reshape everything.
Well, I think there's to fill your roster with transfers, you have to purge your roster of players. And I think that you can get into a conversation about, what is the right thing to do and how do you operate with integrity. This is my school, it's my home. I got a great respect for all the guys that chose to come here and that have earned the right to graduate from this university. And I want to make sure that in my first year that I stepped into this program and fully embraced where it was, and really gave guys an opportunity to change along with the program. It just felt like, I didn't want this to be a short-term fix. I'm not looking to see how quickly we can win so that I can move on. Again, this is a place that I'd like to be for a long time. So for me, it was more about the foundation, wanted to lay the foundation, wanted to get it set so that we can build on it. And that's not to say that we won't, use the transfer portal in the future, because I think it's a great opportunity to find a match for our culture and our environment. And it's certainly a way to enhance your depth chart and to add some experience where we don't have experience. But to me, in year one, it was less about how quickly can we flip the roster around and more about like, all right, let's step into this. Let's give people a chance to buy in and change. We know this is going to be a long road anyhow. Let's function with integrity here and do it the right way and know that both the patience and again, operating the right way will be rewarded over time. And so, we'll see how the transfer portal looks this all season, that there's a fit for us that can help us be more competitive to build the best possible team we can build. But our formula is going to be about recruiting and developing to close the talent gap. And, we want to stay true to that and not be turning our roster over every other year.
Clark, thanks a lot for joining us. As always, good luck in Gainesville on Saturday. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Y'all take care. Good to be with you. Thanks.
All right. That's Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. Big win over UConn. Now conference games the rest of the way for the Commodores. And you asked me the question, Chase, off the air before we had coach, what are the prospects now? I mean, mm-hmm. you'd really love to get one somewhere in there. You know that they're going to be an underdog in probably, safe to say, every one of these games, maybe a sizable underdog in all of the games. Yet, they don't play Alabama. They don't play some of the big dogs, right? They play good, solid SEC teams, all of which will say, we got to beat Vanderbilt. This is a game that we cannot lose. So so to answer your question, I'd like to see if they can put themselves in position to win one or two of these. I think it would mean a lot in where they feel like they are. Based on his answer, they did not take he's trying to be nice about it. I think he does want to win with integrity, but I also think he feels like he's taken the long view. He wants to develop players for 4 years at the risk of them leaving. You can fly the coop now. You can go, you do well at one level, you say, I can move up. I might be able to play at this. But I think he feels like this formula will work. When you get transfers left and right, you have a lot of guys coming in for 1 year, 2 years. But I think you're trying to sell something that is, stability, development. So this is going to be something to watch as we go forward. We'll see if they can see how they hang in the SEC from here on out.
Yep.
When we come back, Mitch Light will join us, and we'll go around college football. It was such an exciting week of games. Last week, we'll look ahead as well to what's coming up on Saturday. Stay tuned. This is Darren Donick and Chase.